It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent a burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's ring.com/WSJ.
Welcome. This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Fitbit and GoPro, those are two companies with a lot of buzz lately in the tech world especially, but could these one product companies end up being one hit wonders? The Heard on the Street podcast examines just that coming up.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
Welcome to Heard on the Street, the podcast. We are the Wall Street Journal's home for commentary on all things financial all over the world. Reporting from New York, I'm Miriam Gottfried, joined by my colleague Steve Russolillo. Hi, Steve.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Good to have you here. In our second segment, we'll learn why earnings for S&P 500 companies are way worse than advertised. But first, we have Dan Gallagher here from San Francisco to talk to us about Fitbit and GoPro. Dan, Fitbit's stock tumbled earlier this week after it gave downbeat projections for the current quarter. As I see it, this is a company that basically relies on one product and has few barriers to entry. Why was anyone that surprised?
Well, there's 50% of the stock is sold short, so I think it was going to react strongly, whatever, you know, one way or another. I don't see them as a one-hit wonder so much because, you know, it's a product line that they have, multi-year operating history on. They came off a very strong fourth quarter. It's more a question of people worried about the same thing that kind of has hit GoPro is there an expansion story here from kind of a core customer base? And I think that's the fear driving Fitbit is that they at some point hit a wall that,
I mean, you're saying they have a line of products, but it's basically one thing. It's still basically one device. Like, they have variations of the same device, and which is really sort of the same for GoPro. It's not like they have a range of different kinds of products that do vastly different things. I mean, Steve, you had a column about Fitbit this week in Ahead of the Tape column. You kind of took a different stance from what Dan's saying.
Well, I think one of the big issues here for Fitbit is you're looking at one of their new products here. They're getting into the smartwatch category. So this is called the Blaze. This is going to be a $200 smartwatch wearable device from Fitbit. And now this really is going head-to-head against Apple and Apple Watch. And so, say what you will about Apple and how well the Apple Watch is doing, but still, Fitbit, you can typically get these products for a lot cheaper. And so now this is a more expensive product. And are you going to be getting as good a quality as you get with some of the traditional existing smartwatches out there? That, I don't know, at least based on some of the mixed reviews that are out there.
I mean, more importantly, can you compete with Apple? Dan, what do you think about that?
Well, I don't think they're going to compete with Apple directly because there's still a very wide price difference between Apple Watch and what Fitbit's done. This new Blaze is a fitness tracker that's added a couple smartwatch features, which I think is very different from a full-functioning smartwatch. What could be interesting, what could be a problem for Fitbit, I think maybe a couple years down the road, what people don't know is, will Apple Watch go eventually down market a bit? Will Apple put out devices that are much cheaper, they close that price point, and if they do that, that could be more problematic for Fitbit. Right now, I think there's enough range of price and function of these things that I don't see a ton of overlap. And remember, they've been selling against Apple Watch all year and have sold actually very well.
You know, Dan, I think that's a great point. You know, I would love to see Fitbit go a little bit more down market, actually try to, get cheaper, have cheaper price points for these because, I have to say, I have a Fitbit. I actually really like it a lot. And I think the ecosystem there's a lot of potential there. I track all my friends and family and there's a competitive aspect to all of that. But I think that once you start getting more into more expensive products, then you know, if you're going to spend $200 on a Blaze, you might as well spend $350 on an Apple Watch. So
I question the entire idea that Fitbit will still be a thing in a few years. Like, I think these things could totally be a fad. We don't know that the smartwatch, the fitness tracker have staying power. And if you're a company that's totally reliant on that as an idea, should you really be a standalone public company? There really aren't that many examples of those kinds of companies that have managed to have staying power. I mean, think about Palm and the Palm Pilot. They were so far ahead of the game with the Palm Pilot, but they didn't have like the smartphone capabilities, and they weren't really able to transition into the smartphone, which had a lot of the things that the Palm had. I mean, why is this not different from that?
I personally don't see, like I said, I think there's enough years of history here that I think fads tend to burn out quickly, and I don't think that's happened either with Fitbit or with GoPro. But the point I think you hit on, which is important, is that when you have businesses that are kind of have a defined market niche and you can sell very profitable products into that, it's still problematic for a public company because you don't have, you know, it's hard to do like new products every quarter, every year that are going to sell to that same base. So that does become a problem as a public company. Public companies have to show how they can expand beyond this core base. GoPro kind of stumbled at that. They're probably going to try again. Fitbit, there's a worry that that's going to happen to them. And we may see that happen this year. We may not. But I think that is a good point that when you're a public company, it's hard to base on, you know, essentially one dedicated customer base.
We're going to have to end it there. That wraps up the Your Money Matters edition of Heard on the Street. Be sure to check out our full Heard on the Street podcast at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.